Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello out there. It's been a while since I've been on this platform for the young people. My name is Elishaba, and I am an advocate for young people. And I am a mouthpiece for the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for young people. So I'm here today because the young people have been on my heart. They've been on my heart, and I haven't been here in a while, a long time. I think maybe possibly like 6-7 months, could be. But I'm here today because I want to talk to you about children crying. Would you push the fan back a little more? The name and the title of this broadcast is Children Crying. I hear a lot of children crying. I hear a lot and lots of children crying, and no one is doing, that's good, and no one is doing anything about the crying children. And by me being a prophet, I can hear the children crying. By me being someone that loves children and want to help children, want to do all I can to support children, I can hear them crying. I can hear them speaking and saying things. So today, I want to talk about why are so many children crying in the world today? They're crying out from the graveyards because you have a lot of children dying, they losing their lives. So they're crying from the graveyard. It's crying from the jail cells. The jails are so overcrowded with young people from the age of 6 years old, 7, 10, 12, where they done did something to someone in their household. They killed their cousin or their dad or their mom. You know, the children have a lot to cry about today. They have a lot of things to cry about today. The jails running over with them. The mental institutions are running over with them. And don't nobody care. Don't no pastors care. Don't no elders care. Don't no grown people care. Nobody is reaching out to help young people. And they are losing their mind. For this very reason, they are losing their mind. That's why the mental institutions is overcrowded with young people today. If they lose it, they don't have no support. They don't have no one they can sit down and talk to. And you people know what I'm talking about because you've been young before. And it was times in your life when you was crying and, you know, somebody was raping you, somebody was molesting you, or somebody was abusing you or doing something wrong to you and your family, or some stranger that you didn't know. And you was crying and you needed help and you needed someone to reach out to you and give you a hug and embrace you. But you had no one. You had no one. I had no one. They had no one. And it's still exactly the same way today. Don't no one care about children and young people. Don't give me that church stuff, okay? Please don't give me that. Please, because I went to church so many times when I was young trying to get the pastors to help me and talk to me. Nobody never embraced me at all. So the children are crying. Can you hear them? Can you hear the children crying, people? Parents, moms, dads, can you hear them crying from the grave? Mom, why did I have to die? Dad, why did you let me die? Why you wasn't there to help me? Why you wasn't there to protect me? Where was you at, Mom? Why did you not stop that man from raping me? Doing things wrong. Why did you take me to them people's house and let them molest me? Why did you take me to them people's house and let them beat on me? Why you do that to me, Mom? Why you let me die of starvation, Dad? I was so hungry. All I just asked you for is to give me a little food. Why did you beat me so hard? See, they crying from the graves. They crying from the jail. Mom, Dad, where was you at? Why did I have to carjack somebody to try to get some money so I can get some food? Mom, Dad, where was you at? Why did I have to go rob a grocery store and I end up killing the manager of the grocery store just because I felt like nobody care nothing about me and didn't nobody want to help me? I felt like dying, so I didn't care if my life was over. Mom, Dad, where was you at when that man molested me? You know, he was raping me. You kept taking me over to his house and they kept babysitting me, and every time you took me there, they was raping me. And you never even asked me, Mom. You never even asked me, Dad, what was wrong with me. As many times I tried to talk to you, and you always said that you was too busy. You don't have time. You do this, Mom. You never had time for me, Dad. And that's why I'm in prison right now at 10 years old. That's why I'm in prison right now at 15 years old, because you failed me. Fail me. You didn't give me what I needed. You didn't give me the love and the as a child. So I ended up destroying my own love because I didn't have to tell me. I didn't have to tell me about nothing. How many times I went to bed, Mom, and I wanted to talk to you, and you just told me to go to my room, and you don't feel like talking tonight. You don't feel like, you know how many times, Mom, I went to bed crying my heart out because I felt so alone, and I felt so sad, and I felt so miserable, and I felt suicidal, and that's why I killed myself, Mom. That's why I took my life, Dad, because I felt that you guys didn't love me, that you guys didn't care nothing about me. All you care about is your own selves. And guess what, Mom? Guess what, Dad? You're not standing up for me today. You're not talking about my death. You're not talking about what I went through as a child, how I growed up angry, how I growed up depressed, how I growed up miserable. You won't say nothing about my life to nobody. So guess what, Mom? So guess what? The children are still going through the same thing that I killed myself for. Why? Because ain't nobody saying nothing about what I did when I took my life. I was depressed. I was miserable. I was being bullied in that school. And I kept telling you, Mom, don't send me to school because those kids are going to hurt me. Mom, I don't want to go to school. I hate that school. But Dad, you wouldn't listen to me. You forced me. You forced me to be unhappy. You forced me to be, you forced me to be depressed. You forced me to be suicidal. And that's why I took my life. And I'm crying from my grave. And I'm crying from my jail cell. And I'm crying from the mental institution. And I'm crying right now. I'm crying from the youth home where they keep molesting me because I'm in a foster home. And not my mama and my auntie and my cousins. And nobody want to come and get me and get me out of this place. I'm crying here. I told y'all, I am an advocate for young people. And I can feel what they are feeling right at this moment. Oh, I love my child. I bought him Jordan. Oh, I love my child. I bought him Levi's. I bought Xbox 360s. I bought him Xbox 360s. Oh, I love my child. I'll do anything for my children. No, you won't take care of your children and love and support them. You get them stuff, but you didn't get them what they need. L-O-V-E, love and support. So I'm going to go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 21, verse 15 through 16. I'm not going to be long today. I'm not going to be long at all. I got like 10 more minutes just for you parents. Y'all need your, excuse me, you need your butt whooped. for the way you treat your own children. You need your butt whooped. I was just talking to a brother right now that's sitting right across from me. His nephew was raised up in a foster home. And he told me that they was doing things to his nephew, like raping him and molesting him and all of that in the foster home because his mama and his daddy abandoned him. And he went to get his nephew out of the foster home to try to help him. And I said, well, what did you do once you got him out the foster home? Did you set him down and talk to him about what he went through in the foster home? He said, no, I didn't. I said, why not? You know why? Because he didn't feel that it was important. And he didn't love his nephew enough to sit him down because he went through hell. His mama abandoned him. His daddy abandoned him. And there's so many children like him today. Right now, his nephew is in jail for 60 years for killing a man at 21 years old. Why? Because his mama and his daddy abandoned him. And then his own uncle abandoned him for the Christian church. He was too busy going to the church. He was too busy playing on the keyboard. He was too busy sitting up in Bible study with his Bible open when his nephew was sitting at home at 12 years old, trying to figure out his life. Trying to figure out his life. And why you got all these young people losing their mind because they trying to figure out their life on their own and they ain't got nobody to show them nothing or talk to them. Oh, you're not important, John. You're not important, Sam. You're not important. You're not important. I got to go to work. I got to go to church. I got to do this. I got to do this. No, Mom. I need you, Mom. I don't have time. So he failed his nephew. His nephew is in jail for 60 years. He still got about 50 years to go. Young man took a man's life just because he didn't understand. Just because he didn't understand. He didn't have no mentor. He didn't have nobody to talk to him. He didn't have nobody to embrace him. Him and millions of more young people are like this. Millions. I'm going to take their life. Millions. And you think the God of Israel ain't going to judge y'all mamas and daddies and y'all aunties and y'all cousins and all of y'all people for treating these children the way y'all treated them? Yeah, girl. I tried to do everything I could to help my son, but my son just won't listen. My son just won't listen, and my son won't do what I said. Son never felt no love from you, number one. Your son never got no guidance from you, number two. Your son never really felt like you cared about him, number three. Why? Because you was always going to the club, partying in the street, doing what you want. Okay, going to work, going to your job, okay, or going to your Christian church or your Muslim church or your Buddha church or all your churches. You don't got time for these churches. The crying. The are crying. And their blood is on all you people hands. You people are narcissists. Y'all emotionless. How can you sit up in a church with a pastor with 5,000 members, about 500 children in there? Oh, call the youth pastor. The youth pastor ain't nothing but a homosexual. The youth pastor ain't nothing but a lesbian. The youth pastor been molested and abused and misused. He can't do nothing to help a young child. He needs help his own self. These are the kind of people that you trusted with your children. Oh, send them to the daycare center. I've been hearing in the news they found a little baby who was
crystal meth, amphetamine, whatever that drug made her sister. She was 2 years old. The people at the daycare center were on drugs. They couldn't get a hold to her. They gave it to them. I don't know what happened, but the baby had so much drugs in her. That goes on all the time. You drop them off at the day. You drop them off there. You drop them off there. And people are hurting. And they cry from cages right now. Underground tunnels because of sex trafficking. Being sold to some rich family so they can lay up and have sex and use them as sex toys. The children are crying. What are you people doing? Matthew, get it. Well, they cut me off. Guest call in now. Anyone want to call in? 319-527-6097. Call in, parent, if you love your child. Come on. Matthew. Matthew 21, right? Matthew 21, 15 through 16. Read it.
And when the chief priests and scribes saw one of the things that she did, and the children
when the chief priests in the school saw one of the things that what?
That he did.
Uh-huh.
And the children cried in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the son of David. They were so deceived.
So when the children saw the Son of God run all of them people up out of the temple that were selling up in Jerusalem, and that he turned over all the money tables and began to beat them up out of the temple, and the children began to praise the Son of God. Right? And they said, Hosanna. Read it. What verse is it, bro? Matthew what? 21:15. 21:15.
And when the chief priest cried, saw one of the things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were so deceived.
When the chief priests, see, they got jealous of the children, of the young people, because they acknowledged the Son of God for who he was. And the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees, they hated the Son of God because they was religious fanatics. And they got so displeased with the children because the children was lifting up the Son of God and praising him. Hosanna, which means Savior, or which means Yeshua, his real Hebrew name, not Jesus. That's not his name. He got a Hebrew name because he's a Hebrew man. He's a Hebrew, and his father's a Hebrew. They're the God, he's a God, his father's a God of the Hebrews. So here his name ain't Jesus, that's Greek. He's a Hebrew. But I'm jealous of that. And it's amazing how a child got more sense than you grown people. It is amazing to me how all of them people in Jerusalem, them Jews, them Gentiles, them Pharisees, all them people in Jerusalem, none of them believed in the Son of God. His own people told Pilate to crucify him. None of them believed that he was the Son of the living God, that he was sent from the Father. None of them people. It was probably about 10% of the people in Jerusalem that believed in him. A very, very small number. And when the children saw what he did, they knew immediately that he was the Son of God. That's why I say children got more sense than you grown people. And that's why they're crying right now, because they realize that they had some dumb parents that was called themselves parents. In the, yeah, y'all dumb. Y'all are dumb. Anytime you let your child commit suicide and your child study telling you he don't want to or she don't want to go to school because some kid's doing something to them and they don't feel good and they don't feel comfortable. Anytime you keep sending your child up in that classroom, you are dumb. So you took your own child life. And I'm going to tell it just how it is because I'm an advocate for young people. You are the reason that your child is dead today by committing suicide. You are the reason that your child is in prison today. You are the reason that the jailhouse is running over with young children. You know why you the reason? Because you could have got them out of that environment like I did with my son. His older brother stayed in prison. And you know what I said to myself? There's no way I'm going to let my son, my younger son, go through what my oldest son went through. He couldn't stay out of prison, my oldest son. He was in and out like a revolving door, like all your young men and women mostly now. 80, well, I say 70% or 60% or 65% of young people are incarcerated right now. All you had to do was get him or her out of that environment. No, but y'all love what you're doing and how you're doing. You don't love your children enough to help them. And that's why they are crying against you right now to God the Father. Next scripture, Mark. Mark 10, 14, 24. Mark 10, 14. I got like 5 minutes. I'm about to go. Mark 10, 14 through 24. The children are crying all over the earth from hunger, from starvation. You'd rather get your nails done and your weaves put in your hair than to feed your own children. Yes. Read it, bro. You'd rather go to the mall and buy your a Gucci bag or Louis Vuitton bag, MK, instead of getting your son or daughter and moving them into a safe environment. See, it's all about you, black people. It's all about you, black people. I'm talking to y'all because I'm a black woman. It's all about y'all, right? It's all about what you want and how you want it. Yeah, you let your little daughter got burnt up in the sun. All the children burnt up in the house because you was busy at the club party. And you left all your children there by themselves. And the whole house burned down with them in it. Yes, that's your fault too. The children are crying. Read it. Mark 10.
What you do?
Yes.
When Yeshua saw it.
When the Son of God saw it.
He was much.
I'm reading Mark 10, 14 through 24. When the Son of God saw it, what?
He was much displeased.
He was much displeased.
He was much displeased.
I got to get it myself, people. Excuse me.
He was much displeased. And said unto them, suffer little children from us, as the bed is not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Then I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.
So the disciples, keep reading.
Verse 16.
Yes, verse 16 of Mark 10.
And he took them up in his arm, put his hands upon them.
And he took them up in his arm and put his hand upon them and blessed them. Do your church do that? also do they call it up at the church and bless me not? Because it's not about you controlling, and you do what they need you to do. Call and bless the children. Lay hands on them. Embrace them. Show them that he loves them. When the last time you hugged your child? When the last, oh, God, come on, black people. I know when. Y'all too big running up and down the street, chasing these men, trying to put your men in your high-heeled shoes and look good with your booty shots and all brows and long nails and all of that stuff. And your children are dying inside out. He embraced them. Next verse. Excuse me, bro. I read it myself. No. Mark 10, verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God is as a little child. He shall not enter then. A lot of y'all ain't going to even enter into the kingdom. A lot of y'all will not have eternal life because you're not like a little child. A little child got enough sense to go up to the Son of God and get the Son. No, y'all ain't trying to go up to no God. No, you're trying to stay as far away from the God of Israel, the Father, as you can. But the children got enough sense, see. That's why they don't like churches. And the ministries, they don't like them. Why? Because they can't feel God in them. They know God is not in them. That's why he told me, the brother, he said he took his nephew to church with him every Sunday. But did that help his nephew? Absolutely not. God is not there. You cannot feel God. You can feel religion. You can feel the program. You can feel the keyboard and the music and stuff. But that's all you're going to feel up in there. But the little children had enough sense to go to the Son of God because they needed a blessing from him. They needed something from him. And guess what? He didn't push them away. He didn't tell them, oh, I ain't got time. Oh, we got to pray for the kids on Friday night. We can't pray for them tonight. He embraced the children and said, you must be like one of these little children to come to me or to come to my Father if you want to make it into the kingdom. Y'all people running. You taught your children to run away from the God of Israel. They don't even know who he is. They don't even know who God is, and you don't need. So with that, people, I'm just going to leave right now. I just wanted to be quiet. Shut up. I just wanted to come on for a little bit. I'll be back another day. Get it right, because the children are crying very, very, very bad. And you people don't even care. No, you don't care. Don't nobody make nothing and say nothing about children. Y'all got all kind of broadcasts and shows on YouTube, TikTok. You don't got nothing for children. You killing the children your own selves. Talk to y'all later.